I got an email from a Joyce Carter of Columbus, Ohio. I want to read it to you. I would like to post my story on your website, but I do not have a credit card. Can you send me an address that I can mail the payment to post? What she's talking about is we have a complaint database on our website that you can use a credit card, and for $3.95, you can post a complaint that you've had about an attorney on our website. You don't have to include your name if you're afraid the attorney's going to come after you and sue you for something. Do it anonymously. But we're going to build a national database here so that individuals, before you go out to look for an attorney, can read some of the horror tales and some of the games these dirtbag attorneys play on people. It's a good thing. Let me go on. My attorney had me release money during my divorce because my husband was court-ordered to pay the mortgage payments, and he was not. The attorney badgered me into releasing $20,000 to, quote, save my home. I was mad because it wasn't my place to cover the court-ordered amount that my ex was supposed to pay. But I eventually agreed. My attorney then mismanaged those funds to not pay the mortgages, and my disabled adult daughter and I lost our home at a sheriff's sale and were homeless. This attorney even swore in depositions that he caught the mortgage payments up. But I have correspondence with the bank showing that he did not. My attorney literally destroyed me, and I lost every financial means I had planned to care for my disabled daughter. Sorry for getting carried away. Anyway, this was in 1990, and I tried to file a lawsuit against him. But my next attorney forgot to file a paper, and the suit was dismissed. Then a third attorney tried to sue and said it was just too late. I just got too sick to try to fight anymore. Thank you for listening to me, Joyce Carter of Columbus, Ohio. You don't think this could happen to you? It can, and it does. Let's listen to a conversation that I had with Joyce.
This was in 1988. We had a lovely home, good equity in it. We had a campsite and camper, had good savings, a lot of savings, you know, $40,000-$50,000. Which was, you know, okay. And ended up with most of it gone because of the attorney that mismanaged funds.
Joyce, let me ask you this question. What has been, in your mind, the most difficult thing for you to deal in this matter of litigations and the attorneys?
The most difficult thing is losing everything that I had worked for so hard and having a mentally and physically disabled daughter in a wheelchair, needed total care, 24-hour care, and not a penny to take care of her with. Taken down to nothing, not a home, not being able to afford food. And I had a lot of health problems too, you know.
Did you ever think that this was going to happen to you?
No, I never dreamed anything like this could happen. I thought the courts were there to protect people. I just wanted to get out of the abuse.
Did you think the attorneys were going to help you?
Yes.
Out of the attorneys that you had, you knew the attorney for your husband. Which attorneys did you end up by trusting the very least?
Which attorney? Mine.
And why is that?
Because they did nothing as they said. It's like my attorneys were working for him, my ex. Everything he wanted came true.
What did your ex tell you?
He said, I will see you and Tracy on the streets. They court-ordered him to pay them, you know, pay the money for their mortgages and stuff, and we got set out on the streets. And it should not have happened. And my daughters had all kinds of health problems before. I lost 30 pounds. I went from a size 8 to a size 3. I just divorced him because he started getting very abusive and drinking a lot.
Understand, your husband is a dirtbag.
Mm-hmm.
This we know, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you divorced him.
Yes.
I want to focus for a moment on the attorneys.
Yes.
What do you feel the attorneys should have done that they didn't do?
They should have filed contempt. They should have taken him to court.
Did you keep on asking your attorneys to do this?
Oh, I begged them.
And what would they say?
They would take care of it.
Did you find that things just kept on getting delayed and delayed?
Yes. 4.5 years.
Now, when you ended up by owing this one attorney $18,300,
yes,
you finally went to your parents and had your parents help you out with that, didn't you?
We had no home. Yes, Tracy and I both had to go to my parents, and I was sick. Tracy was having terrible problems, separation anxiety. She was so confused. She didn't understand. She didn't know why we had to leave our home. I couldn't understand it. How could she?
How old was your daughter at that time?
She's 19, but...
But she has the mental capacity.
About like a year and a half.
About a year and a half year old,
yes.
Right? Very difficult thing for you to be going through.
Yes, she started abusing herself, biting her hands. And if I would leave, you know, it's like she was thoroughly panicked. If I would leave, you know, she would watch for me.
Did the attorneys know about this?
Yes.
Did they try to help you, give you any compassion? Did they? What did
no,
they do?
Not. The only thing he said was, I'm not surprised. When I told him my home was going to share itself. Of course he wasn't surprised. He knew it. Right here's a letter from the National City. As you can see by the events, had all the money that was due on the account come in, the action would have been dismissed. When additional funds were not received, the checks had to be returned.
So
and
this
the foreclosure action continued.
So this guy knew that he had the money that he had taken from your savings account to pay it.
Yes.
But he didn't pay it.
No, he didn't.
Basically laughed in your face, right?
Pretty much, yes.
And you went to the next attorney to go after that attorney. And that attorney took some more money from you, right?
Yes.
And that attorney also, in the end, just dropped you.
Yes.
Do you think about this a lot in your life?
Oh, yes. I've had to start completely over, nurturing my child, trying to get her health back, trying to get my health back. It's just been a struggle just to live.
Does a day go by that you don't think about this stuff?
No. And I would just wake up, my mind racing. Panic. What was I going to do? I had my baby and I couldn't take care of her.
And
I was sick and broke. And the humiliation of having to go home to my parents. I mean, I was 40 years old.
Is there anything you'd like to maybe tell the audience of what they should be aware of when they go out to hire an attorney?
Just make sure that you're safe and they can't totally break you into and put you out on the streets. You turn yourself over to them and it's just like going down a roller coaster. You know, it's just like going down. You can't stop anything. You can't get out of it. You know, they do what they need to do or want to do and you're just at their mercy.
Do you think at this point in time there's any good attorneys?
I have yet to find one.
I understand.
I'm sure there is somewhere.
Well, Joyce, I'm afraid I'm going to differ with that opinion. I'm not so sure if there's a good attorney out there. Because right now at attorneybusters.com, we always tell people, well, yes, there's good attorneys out there. Where are they?
Yeah.
They're all like a pack of wolves, and they protect each other every step of the way.
They sure do.
Did you find attorneys kind of like protecting each other inside of your matter here?
Oh, yes. I couldn't even find one for an expert witness.
What would they respond to you when you try to find them as an expert witness? What
well,
did
they
you?
Work with them, and they didn't want to, you know, they wanted to keep their good working relationship.
That's what they would tell you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because I even tried to find my own expert witness after my attorney said that he couldn't find one. You know, I tried myself. For 2 and 3 days, I called attorneys.
What this attorney had done by taking your money, by taking it, you know, from your savings, supposed to pay a mortgage, doesn't pay it, gets her house foreclosed. People, don't you think that something should be able to be done about this? Don't you think that an attorney, when he sees this being done to someone, would get out there and try to stop this, to try to help this woman?
Or a judge.
Or a judge. What if the judges do? Did you try to talk to the judges about this matter?
He knew everything was going on.
Did
I know one day he came out, he said, Mrs. Carter, he said, did you lose your home? I said, yes. He just pat me on the back.
That was very kind of him, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And then my ex filed a complaint because he did that.
Your ex filed a complaint against,
yeah, against the judge for patting me on the back.
Really?
Yeah. You just don't know how much we've been through. I mean, I can't describe. I've had heart arrhythmia. You know, I was always healthy as an ox.
Until you ran to these attorneys.
Yes.
And again, in your wildest dreams, you never thought this would happen to you.
Never, never, never would I go through this again. I would live with any abusive husband as go through this again.
Then
at least we had a home and food.
Yeah, right. Right. At least you knew who your enemy was at that point in time.
Yes.
The attorneys were the ones you trusted with your life and your child's life.
Yes, yes.
Have you gone to the newspapers out there?
No, I haven't. Because one thing, my dad is dying with cancer right now.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And he never knew that my ex fired a shotgun at my mother. That's another thing. He did not spend one day in jail for firing a shotgun at my mother, trying to kill her.
What was he doing trying to shoot your mother?
Because I filed for a divorce. It was to punish me.
So he was blaming this on your mother?
He fired a shotgun at my mother.
And it would have hit her had you not raised up the barrel on the gun.
Pardon me?
And it would have shot her. It would have hit her.
I raised up the barrel, yes.
Your ex, he's also a Teamster.
Yes. Well, he's not now. He was Teamster 413 president.
But during the litigation, he was a Teamster.
Yes.
Did you feel that he had influence with the courts there from the Teamsters?
He said he had several times. He said they all in the Teamsters' pockets, you know, and he told me he could have me killed through the Teamsters for $500. And, you know, he used it very strongly for intimidation.
And I
even called the Teamsters, and they said no, said we will not interfere in a divorce.
Well, that's nice news. They said, no, we don't have judges in our pocket, and we won't interfere with your divorce, right?
I don't know. It helped me for him to say it, you know.
Yeah, that's opposite of him saying, yes, we have all these judges in our pockets, and yes, And I'm going to tell you, we're going to knock you off.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Joyce.
That's just how scared I was. You know, I wanted anyone to tell me it wasn't going to be true.
Right, right. Well, the status of this right now, then, you still have an attorney, right? This is your, what, fourth or fifth attorney now?
Fourth attorney. I'm working on 5 years towards collecting child support. Will this hurt my child support case? They're going to be mad at me, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I hope it doesn't hurt my case.
Well, Joyce.
Because it's not settled.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that they're going to treat you any better if they think you have nowhere to tell your story to?
I have been treated like a dog. I kept my mouth shut and was treated like a dog. No, it can't be any worse.
That's my point.
And who does it take 5 years to collect child support that was ordered in a divorce decree?
This is what attorneys always utilize and what the courts utilize. Well, I read your email, and I see that you're pretty well committed about trying to expose this.
Yes.
You know, this is where so when you tell me that you're concerned this might hurt your case, it's kind of like you're having a little bit of a Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde deal here.
No, I'm not. I just said, do you think this will help my case or hurt it?
Well, we hope it's going
to
help.
I have no idea, but it needs to be exposed. You know, they can't destroy people's lives. They can't just walk on them like they're dirt and destroy their lives and set them out on the street and just say, ha-ha, you know?
Well, when you're brought up, you were thinking that this is America. These things don't happen.
No, these didn't happen. I mean, I worked hard. I've worked hard, and I've been so strong. I didn't think anything could ever make me sick. And my doctor, you know, I had years and years of counseling, too. And she told me that I could have healed better if I wasn't so worried about Tracy, you know. But my ex even told me, he says, well, you know, they knew how sick I was. He said, well, it sounds like you're too sick to take care of Tracy. Mm-hmm. He wanted her placed in the home. No way, you know, no way would I have a nervous breakdown and go in the hospital and try to get well if she's going to be placed while I was in there, you know.
Right.
So I just toughed it out, and it's taken a long, long time to heal.
You know, they have a saying that translates in Mexican, in Spanish. It's like the most dangerous curse that one Mexican person will say to the other Mexican person is that may you be seen in the company of attorneys.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah,
that's
true.
That's about the worst hell.
I could have been through some big trial, like a big convict or something. You know, I've been almost 10 years in court for a divorce and related subjects.
Yeah, once again,
10 years.
And what people don't get is that you are part of a judicial industry. You are only just fodder for the machine. They make money from you over and over and over again.
The abusive husband, and I had some bad abuse, wasn't as bad as what the court system has done, other than him firing a shotgun at my mother.
Right. Well.
But his abuse wasn't as bad as the court system. But he lied in depositions, you know.
And that's perjury.
And I mentioned this to my attorney, and he never said anything. You know, I said, is it, you know, he lied in depositions, which is a court proceeding.
And what did your attorney tell you about that?
Nothing. They don't say anything.
Right. Well, because, you know, they have all these wonderful laws that are supposed to hold attorneys accountable, but they're not worth anything because they don't enforce them. Attorneys do not enforce laws against other attorneys.
And if you go file a complaint, it's other attorneys that judge if they did anything wrong.
That's correct.
So that's why I never went to the disciplinary action board. It's attorneys.
Because you didn't want to get insulted
now,
anymore?
Yeah, I'm just so sick of attorneys covering up for attorneys and, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have dreams. Like, you know, I have fantasies. I'd like to take my attorney, one of them here locally, and get him inside of an elevator and strangle him by the time he hits the top floor. And it's only three floors up to the top of his office.
You know what my dream would be? To see Delegati lose his home and be out on the streets with his children without a penny.
Yeah.
That would be my dream. I mean, you know, I don't want anyone hurt. I just want someone to have some compassion for what they put people through.
Well, you know, here's the problem. They always say, well, we've been brought up in a society that they say, well, you know, you got to have love your enemies, turn the other cheek, and do all this stuff. You know what? I don't think it's okay if you hate your attorney.
Yeah. Right?
It's okay if you want to see them ruined. I said it on my program a few weeks ago.
They work for you. They're supposed to work for
That's
you.
That's correct.
You pay them.
Well,
they work for you. They're supposed to represent you.
Well,
they don't. They represent themselves.
Well, one of the happiest days in my life is when they finally bury one of my attorneys here. I'm going to be there at his funeral. I'm going to spit on his grave as soon as he's dead.
Yeah, I could go for that.
Yeah, and that's one of our codes at attorneybusters.com.
Well, you just hope they suffer a little bit before.
Yeah, I want them to suffer.
Like they did to you.
Yeah, and you know what? If my maker has some type of punishment he wants to give to me later after I'm dead, well, you know what? I'm willing to take it because I think I'm a good man. I'm a nice man. And these bastards have done things to not only me. They didn't just pick me out. They didn't single you out either.
Yeah.
Understand, you're only just one of hundreds of people that they go ahead and affect. They are far worse than an AIDS that is out there killing people. It's far worse in our country, and people don't realize that. Okay, Joyce,
well,
we're going to get...
Well, hopefully they will, huh?
Well, that's what I'm trying to do at attorneybusters.com. This is what we're all about, okay?
Okay, team.
Okay, well, look at Joyce. You have a good night's sleep, all right?
Thank you. I think I will sleep better.
I hope you do. Have
bye-bye.
Good thoughts, hon.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Attorneybusters.com. We will be right back. Stay tuned.